So the epistle for the third Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 1 Peter chapter 5. Dearly beloved, be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye, strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. To him be glory and empire forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 15. At that time, the publicans and sinners drew nigh unto Jesus to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, lay it upon his shoulders rejoicing, and coming home, call together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you, that even so there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance, more than upon 99 just who need not penance. Or what woman, having 10 groats, if she lose one groat, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it? And when she has found it, call together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the groat which I had lost. So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Please be seated. The crown will be given to those who persevere to the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. This month is dedicated to the Sacred Heart. I think one of the reasons also that we have the ordinations, sometimes it falls on the Feast of the Sacred Heart itself. We celebrated it this past Friday. And it's something good for us to consider. One, because of the mercy of the Sacred Heart, the love that the Sacred Heart has for our souls, but also to have a greater understanding, I would say a greater appreciation then for the promises that he gave to St. Margaret Mary. We know with the devotion to the Sacred Heart, it has its foundations, even all the way back to St. Gertrude the Great. But when it became public, it came out with St. Margaret Mary. It was more a devotion that was given to the Catholic Church, given to us to help us to see, one, as I say, the mercy of the Sacred Heart, but then also the obligation that we have to make reparation. And that is one of the things, you know, we think about with trying to do the first Fridays, the first Saturdays. Both of them have the sense and the idea of making reparation. Trying to repair not only for our own sins, but the sins of the world against the Sacred and the Immaculate Hearts. And so it's important for us to understand what is that spirituality, or what is the idea behind it. With the 12 promises, we see very clearly what the Sacred Heart was trying to show and to illustrate to St. Margaret Mary. I mean, the first of the promises he gives, he says, I will give them all the graces necessary for their state in life. And so that promise that is offered to us is given to us in helping us to see that Almighty God will give us the graces we need to save our soul. And that he offers that out to all of us. And with the 12 promises, not only is it to try to fulfill the first Fridays, but it's one just trying to make the Sacred Heart known. To have that love and that devotion to the Sacred Heart, whether in our families, whether in our parish. Just having these opportunities for that. One of the means is also the enthronement. To enthrone your family to the Sacred Heart. And by doing so, then that is where you receive these graces from Almighty God. And so it's interesting, today I would just like to explain the first and the last of these promises, with being 12. I won't take your time in trying to explain all 12 of them. But I encourage you to try to look them up and to see what is being offered, especially if you have made the enthronement in your home. These are specific promises that are given to you because you have taken that step in making our Lord the King of your home. And so therefore that you will receive these 12 promises with your faithful service of God. So as I say, they're important for us to understand and to see what it means for our families, what it means for our homes, and then in large, what it means to the parish. But as I say, when you look at this first promise that Almighty God will give to us, the graces necessary for our state in life. So that means whether that you are religious, whether that you're a parent, whether you're a child, with that state in life that you're given, God will give you the graces to help you with that. I mean, that is one of the things that we look at in terms, as I mentioned, ordinations is coming up. So those young men that will receive the priesthood, they receive the sacrament of holy orders, and at that sacrament they receive graces specific to that sacrament to help them fulfill their priesthood. Just as you couples, when you receive the sacrament of matrimony, you receive specific graces to help you in your marriage. But this is also that is being offered by the Sacred Heart to us, that we will receive graces in every state in life. Every state that God asks from us, as I say, whether you're a student, whether you're a parent, a father, a mother, whether you're a religious, a priest, all of these states in life, God will give you the graces for that. He will give you the graces to help you to save your soul. And that is one of the promises that we see from the Sacred Heart. And it's one of the promises that should be something as a great consolation to our souls by just having this devotion to the Sacred Heart. But then with the first one and then the last one, there is a parallel between them. Because as I say, with our Lord offering these graces necessary for your state in life, it means He gives you all the opportunities to save your soul. But then from that, we look at the last promise. And this is something that He says is an exercise of His great mercy toward our souls. The mercy that the Sacred Heart has for us, that He sees even with our weaknesses and our faults, that His love will give to us for those, that He says, that are trying to be faithful to, say, the 9 First Fridays, that it will give them a final penitence, a final, we can say, desire to be sorry for all the sins that we've committed in life. That we are truly sorry for our sins. And so with that, that from that, that we'll have, that we'll never die outside of the grace of God. Because it's interesting to see what also the Sacred Heart makes this promise to St. Margaret Mary. That He says that they will never die in His displeasure, nor without the sacraments. And to me, I think that is one of the greatest consolations that we can have. It is something that we should always pray for, praying that we never die an unprovided death, that we always have the chance that God gives to us, always the chance of the last sacraments. Because with those last sacraments come, at least to the families that is watching a loved one pass away, it is a consolation to realize that they receive these last sacraments to protect them and help them to get into the next life. And so that is something that is a promise to those that are faithful to the 9 First Fridays. That, as I say, they will receive the graces to help them in their state of life, so help them every day of their life. But they will also never die in the displeasure of Almighty God. As I say, what a consolation that is to our souls for something so simple. Something so simple for us to try to make these 9 First Fridays. And if you haven't had a chance to make them yet, I encourage you to try to examine and see what you can do to try to make these 9 First Fridays. I mean, that is something that is important for our soul. God gives us these different graces, these different opportunities for that, to help us save our soul. And so they're held out to us, they're offered out to us in order for us to save our soul. But as I say, with this first promise, it shows to us that God will give us the graces in order to be, for your state in life, trying to reach the highest perfection that you can. But then finally, also because of his great mercy, that we will never die in his displeasure, that we will be truly sorry and we will receive the final sacraments. We'll never die without these sacraments. And that is why he can guarantee and say that he will be, he says, my divine heart shall be their last refuge. That he offers that out to us. And so as I say, with the 12 promises, many other things that are said that the Sacred Heart brings out, that he offers to us just for trying to make these 9 First Fridays. And so as I say, you have the opportunity to make that. The First Fridays, the First Saturdays. You have that opportunity for that grace to help your soul. And now with these promises that are given to you, and as I say, also the promises that are given to those that make the enthronement of their home to the Sacred Heart. But what you're promising with that, by making that enthronement, that the Sacred Heart is the king of your home. Not the television, not these other things in life. That the center of the home becomes our Lord. That is what is offered to you, that is what is given to you. And for you families that have made that, that is something to reflect upon. How much that the world drags us and pulls us in other ways. And that is something that also that the Sacred Heart mentions to St. Margaret Mary. He talks about the cold souls. The souls that have gone cold in their love for him. He especially mentions priests, though. Because he talks about these consecrated souls that he has given so much to. But yet, they turn their back on our Lord. And so that is something that I, as I mentioned to you, for especially you families that have made that move toward trying to make the Sacred Heart the true king of your home. He is the centerpiece to your home. He is the one that you should say your family prayers in front of, the image that was blessed at the time of your enthronement, where you gather for the family rosary, that you show and you illustrate that he is truly the king of your home. And so from that, what does the Sacred Heart ask of us? You know, what does he want from us? One, a spirit of reparation, as I say, with First Fridays and First Saturdays, that is the spirit that is behind them, to try to repair for the sins against their sacred and immaculate hearts. But just having that spirit of reparation, of trying to offer little things for those reasons, and especially, I would say, First Fridays, First Saturdays, take those opportunities to try to offer something to God. But also he demands from us our love. And that is going against then this coldness that we can fall into. Of how any of us can fall into that. But he asks from us a true love for him. And one, all we have to do is look at all that he promised to us, all that he gives to us, and how easy it should be for us to have that love for the Sacred Heart. To have that love for whom who loves us so much. And so that again will be shown by, yes, making our Lord king of our home, the devotion that we have, illustrating that for our children, raising them in that way, truly showing to them the importance in these devotions, and truly making him the king of our lives. And that is what Father Mateo, the famous priest, who talked about the enthronements, that is what he preached nonstop. Just this idea of making our Lord king. Because when the families do that, individuals do that, parishes can do that, then we can make a difference. But up until then, well, yes, we see the state of the world around us, and it can be discouraging. But I think if we show and we have this trust in our Lord, that is where then at least I can say, at least we see a light at the end of the tunnel. And that is the final thing that our Lord asks for, is our confidence. A confidence, a true confidence that we have in the Sacred Heart. I mean, that is what he told St. Margaret Mary. That is what he encouraged her. Because it's one of the things that St. Margaret Mary, she lamented the fact, yes, of those cold souls that have been given so much and yet don't return any love to our Lord. And all that the Sacred Heart said to her was, pray for them. Don't talk about them, but just pray for them. Because that is where you can make a difference. Is by your prayers and your sacrifices for, say, souls that have turned their back on our Lord. And so that is why he wants from us our confidence and our love. These two things go hand in hand. The more that you will love the Sacred Heart, the more that you will trust in the Sacred Heart. And that love and that trust that you have, that is how then you will show and illustrate a true spirit of reparation and love for our Lord. And that is the meaning behind the first Fridays. And also the holy hours that we try to do on the Thursday before the first Friday. That was something that our Lord again specifically mentioned to St. Margaret Mary. Of asking for that holy hour on the Thursday before the first Friday. And the famous, can you not watch 1 hour with me? And that is why we try to do that with our benedictions, tying it in with our benediction. And trying to help us to see what is needed. What is needed for us to gain the graces from God. These small sacrifices, yes, that we make, spending the hour at church, maybe coming back for a benediction because of that. Yes, they are sacrifices that are asked from us. But God will never be outdone in generosity. When he sees how generous you are with your time and your efforts, he will always repay you back. He will always give more to you. If we just give him that chance. And so that is why then to consider the 9 First Fridays, to consider the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. As I say, if you haven't had a chance to make these, consider these things now, this month that is dedicated to the Sacred Heart. This month where we beseech the Sacred Heart in the litany of asking for these graces from God. All of these things are offered to us. And that is why we can never say that we are never offered the graces to save our soul, that we are never given that chance. We can never say that. Because our Lord specifically is promising that he promises St. Margaret Mary. He is specifically offering that. And so, as I say, try to look and try to read over these 12 promises. They're a great consolation to our soul. They're a great means to help us then to practice this devotion, this love for the Sacred Heart. And these are the things that will change our souls. These are the things that will help us to get to heaven. But as I say, that last promise is a great consolation for us to go into the end times, to go into our last times for our own life, whatever. To always know that if we have shown this faithfulness to the Sacred Heart, that he will be our last refuge. That he will always be there for us at our last time. And so as a soul goes into the death agony, that the Sacred Heart will always be there for them. And what a powerful promise that is given to us. What a means that is offered to our souls. So as I say, in this month of the Sacred Heart, try to increase your devotion to our Lord's most Sacred Heart. Take advantage of that opportunity. I mean, one, we make the pilgrimage of Mother Cabrini, who had such a great devotion to the Sacred Heart. And it's always good for us to see how that rock, little heart that she made at the very top. And she trusted and had confidence in the Sacred Heart to do all the great work that she did. But that's because she had this love for the Sacred Heart. And so therefore, our Lord asks from us reparation, love, and confidence. And I think it's very clear for us to see how much that our Lord has shown his love for us, that it's easy for us to be able to give those. So I leave you with the words that he gave to St. Margaret Mary to help us to persevere especially in these difficult times that we live. Fear nothing, I will reign in spite of my enemies. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.